This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Thursday, LSU Ag Center Chancellor Bill Richardson gave lawmakers a progress update on Louisiana's medical marijuana program.
We're going to make sure this is one of the damn securest facilities there is in the state. We will grow this product indoors. It will not be out in fields. Every single plant will be, in essence, a piece of state property. Every leaf basically will have to be accounted for. If a plant dies, we have to plan a funeral for it.
Richardson said in the 2 years since the legislature okayed a medical marijuana program, there have been numerous hurdles.
One of the things we had to figure out is how we're going to get it in the first place. It's federally illegal. I had lots of volunteers to bring stuff by for me, but we're probably going to start with tissue culture. Actually, it's better than seed. You can turn this plant over every 8 to 10 weeks. One of my issues is how do I get it from my warehouse to a dispensary when I'm hauling something that federally is illegal. And we talked to state police about providing courier-type service for us. They've decided they didn't want to take possession, but they would provide escort service.
LSU and Southern University's ag centers are preparing to contract with private partners to grow, refine, and produce low-THC oil and pills available by prescription only for certain diseases.
We'll try to get approval from your Joint Budget Committee and our Board of Supervisors before the session ends in June. The vendor can start immediately after that, and I would hope that we would have a product on the shelf sometimes in early 2018.
Richardson and State Ag Commissioner Mike Strain both warned that, unlike Colorado, this isn't going to help Louisiana's fiscal problems.
This is not something that's a huge cash cow. This is not something we're going to turn out that can be smoked or vaped.
It's a pharmaceutical, so it wouldn't be taxed.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore, IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.